Hey everyone, it's Monday, March 12th, 2012, and this is episode 58 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
And if you're listening to us on a web feed of some sort, you can always get the latest episode at radioshowonline.com. You're the worst. You could never have been a bartender, Jeff.
No.
You're horrible at opening. That was a little better. Radioshowonline.com is where you can find our Facebook page and all our past episodes. And you can also email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. We do have some letters, Jeff, in the mailbag coming up later in the show.
Yes, we had to clear out a spring cleaning of the mailbag, Jeremy.
Right, because lots of times, you know, it says like, oh, 1,200 unread messages.
Right.
We can't go through all that. You just got to mark them all as read or delete them, move on.
So we pick out the best ones and bring them to you.
Exactly. Our interns do.
Yes.
Our herd of interns. So it's, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up this Saturday, March 17th. It's just 5 days away. So a little towards the end of the show, we are going to review our St. Patrick's Day plans and the Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy official authorized recommendations on where you should go, what you should do for St. Patrick's Day.
And Jeremy, we should say you and I are going to be out in person together at a lot of these places with Radio Show paraphernalia.
Yep.
We'll be giving out things.
So, yeah, so here's the thing. So
if you
can track us on Foursquare or
right.
Facebook. We're both on those devices. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/JBorger. And are you still doing your Twitter thing?
Gene Parmesan.
Is Gene Parmesan still around?
Still on there.
Is there a number on that?
42.
Gene Parmesan 42, twitter.com/GeneParmesan42. And if you can find us and you say, hey, you're those Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy guys.
We'll give you $20.
We'll buy you a beer.
I would do that, actually, but we can't know you.
We cannot, right. You can't be a personal friend of ours.
Because yeah. I feel like I already have someone whose friends are trying to work the loophole of that.
Right, that we're already going out with anyway.
Right.
And just every 5 minutes, hey.
Buy me that beer.
Right, one beer per person, and you can't know.
The disclaimers on this could be enormous. We have to
That's
write
right.
all this out.
Check out radioshowonline.com for full details and information about how this works. But that is coming up later on in the show. But first, Jeff, you did St. Pat's and the Flats this weekend.
I did. It was fun. Now, you've been to that. Obviously, your wife is an OU alum.
Have not gone in a while. Haven't gone since it's been in the Flats.
Which, the first thing you know about this party, it's the OU Cleveland chapter of the Ohio University alumni. It's their annual party. It also coincides with the MAC tournament, which is in downtown Cleveland. And ironically, the last couple of years, OU has been in that MAC final.
Oh, okay.
So it's been quite a party. The band came in again this time, right before they went down to the arena for the game that night.
Oh, I didn't think about the connection.
So it's a pretty cool night when they are in that final, which isn't all the time, but lately they've been pretty good. That made it an extra kind of crazy day. But the one thing that's a constant about this party, this is my third year going.
Yes.
So I only know it at Barley House. Whereas
oh, really? You had
McCarthy.
Never... Oh, okay.
I'd heard about it, but I'd never been. Is that everyone complains that it's at Barley House. That's the one constant. Every year, at least I hear 15, 20 times, I hate it here. I wish it was at McCarthy's. This sucks. I mean, every year that happens.
It gets very cramped.
It does. And just, I hear like the atmosphere. There was supposedly, you mentioned to me, a movement to unofficially have the party at McCarthy's.
Yeah, so I noticed on Foursquare, so they have the race, the St. Malachi race was also this weekend, that same day.
Yes.
Saturday. And was it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
So... Yeah, I noticed that there was a bunch of people checked in at McCarthy's, like, you know, a dozen, and very few in comparison checked in at Barley House. So, And I had seen on some people's Facebook page that they were trying to, I don't know, divide and just be like, you know what, we don't care if it's officially at Barley House, we're still going to go to McCarthy's.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you hear rumors of this at all?
I did hear people were there. I heard a lot of it was people who ran the race and then kind of lingered there since I guess the race finished might have been around there.
Yeah, because Malachi's right at the top.
It finishes right there. So I heard that was part of it, which might have spilled over into some people just meeting people there.
Yeah.
You know, but I would rather have it down there just from what I've heard.
Yeah, interesting.
But it seems like with this Barley House, part owner went to OU, they're kind of locked in.
I don't think that. And I don't think that McCarthy's in the Flats is as big as it used to be. So It used to be twice as big as it is now, but then that Nautica charity poker took up like half of the room. So I think the last time that St. Pat's in the Flats was officially at McCarthy's, it had double the room. So even if you went back now, I still think it might be a better choice than Barley House. I don't think it would be as big, and that was part of the nice thing about it. There was just a big space, and you could actually move.
Yeah.
For people that like that sort of thing, moving, being able to breathe. Hey, you know, so we just cracked open some Conway's Irish Ale.
Yes.
I thought that the perfect thing that would go with Conway's would be some homemade brownies.
Pot brownies?
That my wife made. Well, you can tell me in like 30 minutes how you feel. But yeah, these are, do you like brownies?
I do like brownies.
She was debating whether or not you were a brownie guy.
Because she knows I'm pretty picky.
You're kind of picky.
Well, I have food, so these are, food to women.
These are pretty, standard brownies. Oh, wow. They're a hefty, hefty weight.
These are solid. These are like.
So nothing goes better with beer than brownies, and nothing makes for better radio than eating and drinking while taping a show.
Have you ever had those brownies with like Bailey's? Mm-mm. You can make brownies. I've had so many, like, you put Bailey's in it. It's unbelievable. You put alcohol, different types of alcohol in these brownies. We've all heard of pot brownies, obviously.
I've heard of them.
Right.
I've heard of them.
Speaking of OU.
What's this pot you speak of? Are those brownies made in a pot, Jeff, as opposed to a pan?
Very good, Jen. These are really good.
So I think, Jeff, today is the unofficial start of spring because we just had daylight. I heard it's daylight saving time, not daylight savings time.
A common misconception.
Daylight saving time started on Sunday, and so just coming back from work, like actually being able to come home and it's still light out.
Right.
I feel like that's the big change. I know spring doesn't officially start for another few weeks, but the coming home in the light, it being a little milder temperatures, unofficial start of spring.
But there is a danger to this, Jeremy, with the pleasantness that you've just described. Mm-hmm. There is a downside.
There's always a catch.
And the catch is, according to HispanicBusiness.com, where I get most of my news anyway, there was an article I noticed today when I checked in like I do every Monday. The headline said, daylight saving time danger, quote-unquote, spring forward raises heart attacks. That's an alarming thing. And the article said there was a professor, Martin Young, PhD, from the University of Alabama, said that in addition to moving the clocks forward, it's also a more than 10% increase in the risk of having a heart attack due to the time change.
You also move your cholesterol forward.
Your arteries narrow right. as the time goes forward. So we said that the Monday following the spring forward, the first workday, is when people are susceptible to these increased cardio risks. The factors include possible sleep deprivation, stress from a disruption in the circadian clock, which is basically your body's internal clock, and a similar immune system response disruption. So all of those disruptions combined for more stress on the heart. So we made it. I feel like we should be... That's like a badge of honor. We survived.
We survived another one.
We survived another. Now wait till next year.
We should have t-shirts made. people at work are complaining about this. Like, oh man, I'm so tired. The time change. But it's like it was 1 hour. Like you're a world traveler. Well,
that's the first thing I thought of was, you know, when I travel from here to the West Coast, it's always, I will say this though, it's always easier going west, which is basically would be falling back, in other words. Mm-hmm. It is much more difficult when you're going back east. I will say that. But still, relatively... Yeah, you sleep a little longer, you get up a little earlier. I mean, it's short-term things. You get back to normal in a day or two. People, I think, are huge babies about this.
So I think that what we're saying is that Hispanic article is wrong.
Yes,
maybe
I
translated it incorrectly.
The study that I do on me says there's 0% chance of heart attack.
Jeff has not died of a heart attack.
Yep.
0% heart attacks this year. Nice. So, hey, got to mention the iPad 3. Now, you were one of the people that were lucky enough to have been given an iPad.
Saved up for 3 years.
At your office. And you probably, of all people, could care less, mm-hmm. which made it all the more painful to me. But last week, Apple announced their iPad 3, and I'm proud to say that I pre-ordered one.
Oh, good.
The day after the announcement got in, so I'm waiting for its delivery on March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day, which is making it even tougher for me to go out on St. Patrick's Day. But I figure it'll keep me in, like, on Friday. I'll just be doing that. I won't be going crazy on Friday.
Yeah.
I'll be able to get up nice and early, maybe. Or I might have, you know, iPad eyes in the morning. I just bloodshot eyes.
I definitely won't have iPad eyes because it's usually in the off position.
That's a diagnosis. That's an official diagnosis. Actually, I heard that the pre-orders have been sold out. Like, so Apple had a certain number earmarked to be delivered this Friday, the release date, and they're already gone.
That's amazing.
Craziness.
I kind of wanted to wait a little bit, but you know, they always say, you know, I got mine in January. Mm-hmm. you can't really get ahead of this stuff, but I feel like if I waited 2 months, I could have gotten an iPad 3.
I mean, but you can, like, but what, now you can get the iPad 4. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
you're always going to be, yeah, one more down the road. That's true.
There's always bigger. If you're always waiting for the next big thing, you're never going to buy it. That's why my laptop is 6 years old.
Right. That's true.
I'm just waiting for the next one. I'm waiting for the next one.
Literally.
What else going on in the news? So while we were gone, but since our last episode, former Cuyahoga County Commissioner Jimmy DeMora, surprise, surprise, Jeff, I don't know if you've heard, he's somewhat corrupt.
I've heard that he's been in a little bit of trouble. I've just heard a little bit here and there. There hasn't been much coverage.
Yeah, I found it interesting. He was convicted of 33 out of the 34 charges. I'm really curious. I know what the 34 charge was. It was just like some obscure thing.
I think it was
thing.
Mail fraud.
But it's funny to me. Like, I feel like the feds just like threw that one. Yeah. In there. Like, well, we have to have like one, like a dummy
one. Let's just see if we can go for it all. Yeah.
Jimmy DeMora convicted of 33.
And they say
counts.
With the consecutive nature of the sentences, he should be away for life.
Wow. Now, they are still waiting for the official ruling from the judge. Now, the judge, the jury says their verdict and judge.
Right now, they're dividing up all of his assets. It's not a good week for him.
I mean, so what does his, like, wife do now?
They're trying to figure out what percent of the home was involved in all these activities, and then how do you divide that up? So,
and they just saw it in half.
The federal government is saying that basically they think the whole home is entitled to be paid for his damages because of all the corrupt activity. And the defense is going to argue that, well, it was maybe a base, but you can't say 100% because the family was there. So literally you're trying to get the value of the house and then say what percentage would go out to pay out restitution and what would the family be left over. I mean, whatever it is, it's going to be pretty small.
So Mrs. DeMora will like just have to live in the living room. Yeah. And then they'll like rent out the rest of the place. That sounds like a new sitcom on E! It's like a reality TV show where they follow Mrs. DeMora.
Keeping Up with the DeMoras.
Yeah. Mrs. DeMora used to be married to one of the most powerful men in Cuyahoga County. But when he went to jail, she was forced to live with 9 other people. Yeah. What's going to happen this week on Keeping Up with the DeMoras? Oh, well.
I'm just kind of glad it's over. This has been going on, keep in mind, for almost 4 years. It was the summer of 2008. When the FBI raided those offices. Just nice to kind of have it moved off. Everyone can officially move on. The government's moved on with Ed Fitzgerald, who was on Lanigan and Malone this morning. You got to hear him interviewed. Kind of timely that we've moved on in the government, and this kind of closes the final book, final chapter on that whole horrible story.
That's what good radio shows do. Not only do they get guests,
yeah,
but they get guests that are timely.
Timely, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a long way to go.
Man. Something to work towards, though.
Yes.
We don't want to blow it all in the first 58 episodes.
No.
Build up to it like a slow crescendo. And then in some development news, so Cuyahoga County, again, speaking of the government, they are looking for a new headquarters. They started this search
This is back in the DeMora days when they paid that consultant all that money and they said, you probably shouldn't use this building, and they did anyway.
Yeah, they bought the old Ameritrust building at East 9th and East 9th at Euclid. And they bought it and they paid to have all this asbestos taken out. I mean,
well, the consulting was more than the asbestos. I mean, they paid $1 million, I think, honestly, on the consulting.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable the money that was outlaid.
And then they had to clean up the asbestos, and that was more millions. And then once they had it, even though then they decided they weren't going to live into it, they still had to like pay maintenance.
Yeah,
like you can't just have like, I guess, a building sit, like they still had to pay some guy who's like a maintenance guy for the building, like a full time guy, even though nothing was in there, just to make sure, you know, hoodlums don't come in and. Hoodlums. I can't believe I just used the word hoodlums. Don't come in and like mess stuff up, or they're like a pipe doesn't suddenly burst, and you know.
But just for perspective, again, they paid over $1 million for a consultant on where they should go. He said, "I don't think you should go in this building. It wouldn't work." They went in the building anyway, didn't use it.
Here's your check.
Didn't use it, and then paid for the maintenance. Mm-hmm. Great story.
So anyway, they have reevaluated what it's worth, and they're going to sell it and lose a bunch of money.
Yeah.
But at least it'll finally be done.
Again, that's a lot of closing of chapters.
Exactly.
Wrapping all of these loose ends up.
So now the question is, you know, where is the new Cuyahoga County headquarters going to be? Because their current headquarters is right by the new Medical Mart and Convention Center, which they've said would be a great location for a new hotel. So they move out of that spot. They could probably get a good amount of money for that land. They would move into a bigger space. They're looking for at least 300,000 square feet. They're looking to consolidate a lot of offices. They want to be downtown. So it looks like from the rumor mill is saying that they might be looking at the old Huntington building right across the street from the Ameritrust.
That's right.
At the corner of East 9th and Euclid. Since Huntington moved out and moved to Public Square, and Ernst & Young, I believe, is going to be evacuating soon to move to the new East Bank of the Flats building that they're constructing right now. So that building will be mostly vacant once that is done. And they're saying all the pieces seem to be aligning right, that would be a good new location for the head of Cuyahoga County's government.
Hmm.
So you heard it here, maybe second or third, on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Sports.
Let me tune out and finish my brownie.
Let's move over to the sports desk here. Cleveland State. I know you've been wondering what's up with Cleveland State.
I have been wondering because I saw you had a rant. I believe it was on Facebook. It sounded like you were done.
Alcohol was involved. That was very upset.
You were very mad at Cleveland State basketball.
It was a week ago Saturday night. They were in the Horizon Tournament semifinals where they were the 2 seed, enjoying their bye to the Final Four of the Horizons. And they lost by 5 points to Detroit, which ended their hope of a NCAA tournament berth in the big dance. So that was over too soon, I say. We could go Saturday night. I was very upset that night. I had some comments, some social media comments to make about that. But the NIT is basically the next bracket. It's a smaller tournament, which is kind of the runner-up tournament to the big dance. It still is a pretty interesting tournament. They're all televised on ESPN or ESPN2. All the NIT games, and they have the Final Four in Madison Square Garden. So they are now a 6 seed in the NIT, and they found out, they have the big selection. Well, you don't know.
Jeff, the big selection.
People who are into sports know they have the big selection show Sunday at 6 o'clock. It's called Selection Sunday, where they rank all the teams of the big dance. They announce the seedings, the matchups, the pairings. They do it all, and then that's the big thing. And then that's it, like on CBS at 6, and at 9 o'clock on ESPNU, they have the much less heralded NIT selection show, which I was tuning into, and they do a smaller version of the announcements, and CSU was announced on that as a 6 seed, and they'll be playing at Stanford, so they have about 24 hours notice to get on a plane and fly across the country for a game that is tomorrow night. So it happens very quickly. So they'll be on 11 o'clock ESPN2 tomorrow night. They'll be playing at Stanford.
From Jeff's Facebook page on March 3rd, thanks for a great season, CSU. Hope you make the NIT, but you choke when it matters most, so who cares? Very, very
that
well said.
That sums it up. Yep.
March 3rd, 11:05 p.m. via BlackBerry.
Four beers in. But this also now, I'm back on the NIT. I'm happy. They're on ESPN again. I'll be in New York tomorrow, so I get to watch my hotel. It's always kind of fun to watch CSU on a national channel. So you know what? Let's see if they can make a little run. And Jeremy, more importantly, they got a lot of freshmen and sophomores. This is great experience. Let's let them learn about a postseason tournament and apply it for next year. So that's my positive spin.
It's very challenging, by the way, for me to keep up with some of the conversations at work for the guys like yourself that are really into sports and know people's stats and names and all this
stuff.
You're
like reading a People magazine?
Like they're like shouting out something about like, you know, who's recently traded or not.
Oh, the Browns didn't trade up to get Robert Griffin.
Or something, you know, and I'll just be like, hey, I got an iPad.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's crickets.
And silence. The room clears out.
Exactly.
Also, sports-wise, the Burning River Rolling Girls, I know you've seen them.
Oh, now these girls I do like.
These are girls that you like, you can get down with. They had their season opener March 10th.
I didn't say I would get down with.
You wrote it down and said, Jeff, read this. And they won 224-112. You'll be glad to know. So they are in action. Go check them out. Burning River Roller Girls. We'll have the link on our page, of course.
So they are going to be now they skate at CSU.
There was actually an article in the paper about what to do with the Wohlstein Center. Mm-hmm. It's very underutilized, and they're bringing in. They basically built it by about a third. Again, typical Cleveland government. The consultant said to build about a 7,000-8,000 seat arena. They went ahead and built a 12,000 seat arena. Mm-hmm. Too much. It's not used enough, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, maybe you should put a dome on that new stadium. No.
Nope.
Maybe you shouldn't put a stadium on your lakefront. No, that's where the last one was. That's where this one should
go. It has to go right there. Right there. People expect it.
How else will people find it?
So that's the sports desk, Jeremy.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
We'll turn it back over to you for the food section.
Well, I do want to mention, too, that in other entertainment news.
Oh, yes.
Jim Norton, you fan at all?
Yeah, Opie and Anthony, yep. Mm-hmm.
And his book, Happy Endings, I actually got, read that on a plane ride a few years back. Entertaining guy and a big fan of Cleveland. Like, he has a lot of support from Clevelanders. Mm-hmm. You know, peeps in Cleveland are love him and Opie and Anthony. And so he is actually filming his stand-up comedy special here in Cleveland. So sometimes you'll see those, you know, hour-long stand-up comedy specials on Comedy Central, that type of thing. So he's actually taping his in Cleveland on April 28th at the Ohio Theater. So I'm sure tickets for that will sell out very quickly if they haven't already. So so look into that. But yeah, then into food, there is a couple food stories, a couple openings, things like that going on. I noticed on my walk to work, right there on Euclid, Euclid and East 6th, a sign for Colossal Cupcakes opening soon. And this, as the name would lead you to believe, is a woman that makes gigantic cupcakes, like cupcakes as big as your head.
Wow.
Which they can use that slogan if they want.
I like that. That's a good slogan.
I'll give it away for free. Cupcakes as big as your head.
Now, how does that compare to the cupcake place in Tremont, would you say?
Well, I haven't tried them yet. I am a big fan of Cookie and a Cupcake.
Yeah.
And I feel like Cookie and a Cupcake is very, like, they look really cool and they're gourmet and taste good. Like, sometimes I feel like they go either way. So I am somewhat skeptical with, like, oh, maybe their thing is just our cupcakes are so big, and that's just kind of their thing.
Yeah.
Who cares how they look? It's just a big cupcake. Oh, look at how big that cupcake is, and that's it. Right. But I will have a chance to find out on Friday. They're opening Friday. If they're smart, they'll also be open this coming Saturday on St. Patrick's Day. When you're drunk around noon and hungry, I'm sure there'll be many guys that be like, I will eat that entire cupcake myself.
Yep, that's a perfect way to break into the market.
Exactly. So Colossal Cupcakes, Euclid and East 6th, they open on Friday. A new restaurant, a new burrito place called El Guiro. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. But they are now open in the Warehouse District on West 9th. In the Bingham where Phoenix Coffee used to be.
Oh, right, that spot. That's a pretty good location.
Yeah, and I actually went in there this past Saturday night. It is pretty much exactly like Chipotle. Like, same, you go in, burrito, same topping, same meat. Quality-wise, I felt it wasn't quite as good. I had a pork burrito, and it wasn't quite as good as Chipotle, but I think it's a great location. I've been telling Chipotle just through talking to people that they should open a location in downtown Cleveland.
Oh, the Steelyard one there's never less than 30 people in there.
I know, so and I it's in the middle anymore. Of like nowhere. Yeah. I mean, it's in the middle of like this plaza.
Totally agree.
So I would think that a downtown one would do great, but Chipotle hasn't listened to me. So screw them. Go to El Guiro instead. Yeah.
There's also Moe's Southwest Grill by CSU. It's a good burrito place too. Mm-hmm. Check that out.
They probably do well with CSU.
Yeah, just having that natural, yeah.
And then finally, Cleveland Pickle, which is a new sandwich shop that is open right near the corner of Euclid and East 9th as well. Small place next to the CVS, but it's like a good sandwich shop recommended for lunch. And that is all from the food desk.
That's the food desk.
Now really. Over to the fun desk.
Now this is your thing, because I am a Film Fest fan as well. I know you tend to get a little more involved than I do, but that's coming up.
Yeah, tickets for the 36th Cleveland International Film Festival are already on sale. You might have seen the booklets around, the glossy booklets that either have a whale or rhinoceros in a parachute on the cover. I'm more of a fan of the whale one, but, you know, to each his own. Yeah. You might be more of a rhino guy. So that is running from March 22nd through April 1st. It's a really good time. If you haven't checked it out, go get find one of those little booklets, or go to clevelandfilm.org. You can download an app for your iPhone or your Android. Jeff, I'm sorry, you're out of luck with your BlackBerry.
Once again. And you know that I was in the airport this week, and there was a BlackBerry store, and they have a basically thinner version of my BlackBerry Curve.
Uh-huh.
And I know what I'm going to get next. I'm getting another one, because they somehow improved something that's almost already perfect.
Mm. They made it into an iPhone?
Nope. They're
like, this is just, here's an iPhone. Like, the BlackBerry store just starts selling iPhones.
It just turns into an iPhone store.
Like, we need to turn around our retail strategy. Number one, we're going to stop selling BlackBerries. But, sir, we're the BlackBerry store. I know.
I'm just glad they're still throwing money at R&D. I thought they gave up on these things.
Well, they're going to run out of the money. Pretty darn.
Well,
Watch that stock.
Hopefully I'll be dead.
We should go back in time, like 10 years ago, Jeff, like with his hot stock tip. There's this company called Research in Motion, RIM. Canadian company. I'm thinking it's the future.
I'm going all in.
Yeah, your retirement strategy isn't working out so well for you anymore. Anyway, film festival. So yeah, check out some of these movies. Flip through. Pick a couple to go see. You want to get your tickets in advance.
We're going to hopefully have Patrick Shepard on. Maybe he's listening. I know he does listen occasionally.
Yes.
We'd like to have him on the show as well. We'll be in touch with you, Patrick.
Okay. I like how you say these things, just like somebody, like our producer in the other room is going to be like, oh, right.
Taking notes.
Yeah. Taking notes. Oh, Mr. Longsworth said, I need to call somebody. Okay, I'll book him right away.
Translation, will you call Patrick? That's usually what that means.
Exactly. Clevelandfilm.org. Well, now on to the main event of this show with 20 minutes left in the show.
That's not enough.
St. Patrick's Day 2012. This Saturday, the last time that it was in a Saturday was back in 2007. 2007 was a memorable St. Patrick's Day as well.
It was.
We had sunny weather in the 60s. Weather reports right now. I looked at a couple different sources, Jeff, for the official weather report.
I like that.
We're still 5 days out. Everything is saying low 60s, you know, 60, 61 to 64.
Unbelievable.
They seem to say, you know, partly cloudy. Some seem to disagree about the chances of rain.
Yeah. And as we get closer, I'll trust that. It's still too hard to predict the chance of rain.
Plus, I don't think it's going to like be pouring for like 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we might have a passing shower and that's fine. You know, cool yourself down, clean a little bit of the puke off the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's really more of a, you hope for a little bit, actually, right? Midday.
clean down the streets a little bit. So, yeah, could be the biggest crowd ever. They're saying 400,000 people. I'm calling it right now, Jeff. Radio show, Jeff,
I think 500.
Jeremy, I'm going 500,000.
I am, too. I bet the weather is like this on a Saturday. It's the perfect storm for a record, which I think 400 would be a record. I think we're going to add that on by another 100,000, Jeremy. I'm with you.
And now there's just there's 16,000 people just in the parade.
Yeah.
And they were saying that Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, a lot of them are marching the parade this year, so they're going to have their families.
By the way, we'll have a map on our website of the parade route. We're a one-stop shop for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. You just go to our website. We have everything there you need.
Right. Radioshowonline.com.
Yep. Might as well be stpatricksdaycleveland.com.
I'm going to be busy tonight.
Yep, you have a lot to do. Well, I'll be in New York. You'll be here working.
So what are your official St. Patrick's Day plans? And I'm probably just going to say, yep, I'm going to do that too, because I'm just going to follow you around.
It all centers around East 4th. I can't say that enough, Jeremy.
Okay.
East 4th is the nerve center of my St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
And it's it's bookended by two bars, Flannery's and House of Blues.
Now, Flannery's that's a given.
Yeah, Irish pub. It's near the parade. It's East 4th. If East 4th is, like I say it is, the best area to be in, and that's the Irish pub there, it's a natural. It's really the only Irish pub that's near the route. So Flannery's has the Boyce County Hell in the afternoon, but I'll get into that later. So if we're working chronologically, my goal is to be at Flannery's earlier than later. I'll stop there first, usually before 7 o'clock in the morning. Last time I did it, it was still dark out. Have a Guinness, check in right around 7 a.m. at Flannery's, East 4th and Prospect.
So 7 a.m., Flannery's.
Yes, got to check in there. It's not too crowded because eventually it gets mobbed.
Yeah.
You get in there, you get a Guinness, you kind of gather your bearings, your St. Patrick's Day bearings.
Okay.
And the cool thing is usually it's still dark out. There's nothing like having a beer or a Guinness when it's still dark outside, isn't sunrise yet. It's always kind of a really cool feeling. And then you walk down.
Do they have food?
Yeah, they do. I'll eat breakfast later, Jeremy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No,
so you're going. You don't eat anything in the morning.
Not the first thing. I go right to get a Guinness.
Flannery's, 7 a.m.
Guinness. Yes.
Got it.
Then end up at House of Blues. Go down from there to House of Blues. At House of Blues at 9 o'clock, the boys from the County Hell take the stage. The Pogues cover band that you've seen. Mm-hmm. We saw that Oyster Fest. They will be there. Boys from County Hell will be at House of Blues from 9 to noon. Best part of the day for me. It honestly starts going downhill, as great a day as it is, because the morning is so much fun. Those guys are rocking at 9 in the morning. Usually get some breakfast either there or down East 4th along the way. Breakfast is usually a quick thing. The next big chunk of time, though, is House of Blues till around noon. Then we have some friends that have a party down Prospect in East 9th we'll stop in at. And then I like to be back at Flannery's because the boys from County Hill are there from 1 to 4. I'll tell you exactly when they're there. They are there from 1 to 8. Check that. So Flannery's, 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock, you'll have live Irish music, Boys from County Hell, all day till 8 o'clock. So end up back at Flannery's.
Wait, the Boys from County Hell are at House of Blues?
And then Flannery's.
And you follow them
around? I follow them around, yeah.
They're
so good.
You're a big fan.
That's huge. Pogue's music on St. Patrick's Day is just an awesome thing. So then it all kind of ends up unfolding either after that whole East 4th time, which is basically 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., you usually go see the parade for a little bit. You got to at least see some of the parade.
Goes down Superior. Starts at 1:04 is the official kickoff time. East 18th and Superior.
So at that point, you know what's a great bar? I want to say Malarkey's. It's that bar off of Euclid and East 6th that winds around.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's
one remembers the name.
No, I do because I see it. I see it.
Something with an M. Moynihan's?
No.
Mulligan's?
No.
Malarkey.
Oh, you're confusing me. Moriarty's.
Moriarty's. Always hit Moriarty's. That's the one day a year. I don't know how it stays open. Because you know why? They also have the alley always open. They'll have an alley with the sidebar.
Yep.
And that's a great parade bar.
Yeah.
Before and after the parade to go check out Moriarty's. So I always end up there after the parade.
Yep.
And then it kind of goes out. I'll definitely be in Tremont then from 6 o'clock on, close to home, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Treehouse, good Irish bar. Sometimes West 6, there's a West 6 detour in there for an hour or two late afternoon. But that's the gist of the day. And I'm excited you'll be out for most of it. But it clearly, the best time is from 8 to about 2 in the afternoon. 8 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. To me, it just doesn't get any better.
Okay. Well, that's the plan. Now, of course, there's other places around downtown. So the Warehouse District's always popular.
Yeah.
I was trying to just find online. I had heard rumors that Tilted Kilt at the corner of Ontario and Prospect was going to try and open up for St. Patrick's Day, but I don't see anything on their page. And
they would have advertised that.
They have hours coming soon. Yeah. They have their phone number. I should give them a call, 216-771-KILT. But yeah, nothing yet. Their event calendar is blank. It says casting call, now hiring. So I don't know. It doesn't look like Tilted Kilt is going to be open. It's going to be open yet. You know, it is going to be not open, but having their outdoor patio ready is Hodges. So the guy from who runs the Dim and Dem Sum food truck and Hodgepodge food truck. They ran the Great Food Truck Race. They got second place on it. So he has a new restaurant opening called Hodges where Zinc used to be on Euclid, and they have a really awesome patio there. So they're going to be serving food out there on the patio because the inside's still a wreck. Serving food on the patio. They're going to have an outdoor band there on that patio. So right at East 6th and right at East 6th and Euclid. So again, I feel that East 6th could be a good street too, because it kind of links East 4th to Superior.
It does. It's really the way to the parade from the Flannery's epicenter.
Yep.
Down to the parade, you've got bars along the way. You're right.
Yep.
It's a nice little path. We should add that into the map.
So I think step by step, here's where you need to be at each one of these hours. But yeah, I would say, again, for people that haven't gone downtown, or even if you had, I just feel like the importance of the Saturday, like you do get some amateurs there, but I think because of the kids in the parade, like there'll be families and stuff there too. I just think it'll be a really good time.
Yeah, I do too.
Try to take RTA, a bus or a rapid or a taxi or something.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be kind of crazy, especially with Superior closed down for the parade. That is going to be a little nuts. So if you at all can do that, you could even, you know, maybe drive, but like park more on the fringes and kind
we
of
get
make
a, like
way.
A van cab from Tremont. We'll have probably 10 people going from Tremont.
Okay.
We'll consolidate and get dropped off. And then we just kind of wing it. We take cabs, lay home, get rides, other people, but you just get a cab down there for me.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of figure out a way home.
Cause once you're down there, it's not that hard. Coming back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more about getting that cab there early. So it's going to be a great day. Also, Boys from County Hell play at the Harp from 9 p.m. till midnight that night. So what a day for the Boys from County Hell.
Are you going to follow? Aren't their voices going to be tired?
I don't know how they do it. That's their payday, though. Clearly the biggest day of the year for them, and they definitely make some money.
Are they going to be too tired to kiss you later? Because I know making out with the boys from County Hell is the most important part of your St. Patrick's Day plan.
Yeah, never done that. Just a really, really big fan of their music. And I see them year-round. They play about every 3 months. They'll have a show. They have a Christmas show I've told you about. They do always the night before Christmas Eve. So they just, to me, you know, you see them 3 or 4 times a year, and this is their big day, and they're just really good live. If you haven't seen them, you may not even like Irish music, but if you know about the Pogues or this... man, there's some band from Ireland that just goes way back. They've got fans all around the world, but they're a Pogues cover band, and they're just this like classic type of music that I think gets you in the spirit.
A lot of places are opening early. Not everyone's opening at 6 or 7 in the morning, like Flannery's. Yeah. But I saw signs this weekend. I was over by Old Angle, which could be a good stop for St. Patrick's Day. They open at 9 a.m. Other places, like we were talking about McCarthy's is always a good time on St. Patrick's Day as well. They're on the west bank of the flats, on West 6th, of course, Barley House, should be interesting. So pretty much any ball. I mean, if you just come downtown,
everyone's
and wander around, like you'll find
this
something.
Is one of the biggest days of the year for these bars. So they're all going to be doing things, specials, events, everyone is.
And, everything says the weather is going to be nice. So, yeah. Come on down to downtown Cleveland if you haven't checked it out before. Even if you have, it's going to be a time to remember. All right, Jeff, going on to the mailbag. We got about 9 minutes left in the show.
All right, Jeremy, it's been a while. We need to dig into this a little bit and hopefully answer some questions. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
I want to make sure I get this in the mic, too. These they all come in. It's on different size papers. It's just sometimes they're mailed.
Why is it on different size papers?
I don't even know how this happens, but they...
Don't they email us?
Well, our viewers have their own stationery. They're very fancy people. Mm. They're their names at the top. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
You guys seem like you're fun. You have fun. Thank you. I think we do have fun. I appreciate
that. We have a good time.
And we like to go out. We definitely like to go out. We've talked about that on the show
many
times.
We just talked about it for 20 minutes.
Very astute listener. Whoa. What do you do for St. Patty's Day? Well, that's from Janine.
Rewind the show 10 minutes.
That's from Janine and Grafton.
Okay. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. So, Janine, I need to screen these, but we just answered that, hopefully. If we didn't, then I don't know what else. Jeremy, if we didn't answer that question, what can we shouldn't be on the internet anymore, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a safe thing. We've given you plenty of things to do.
Right. And again, listener. I think the easiest thing about St. Patrick's Day is if you just come to downtown Cleveland, come have a taxi cab drop you off at public square.
Literally, if you just had never been here and know these words, take me to public square, wherever you are, and you get dropped off there, if that's all you knew, you would have a good time.
And you would have like a dozen best friends by the end of the night.
I mean, that's all you need. So we can't make it simpler enough, can we?
That could be a good game,
that
actually.
That would be a good game. And let's get someone from, like, Indiana to come in.
And then you have to get back home without using a cab.
That'd be the really fun part. Yep. Getting here would be easy compared to that question.
Yep.
So thanks again, Janine. Thanks for being a fan. You didn't say you're a fan, but you wrote, so we're assuming you are. Next question, Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Please don't be about St. Patrick's.
No. What is your favorite time of the year? I like that. That's a good question. That's from Eric in Streetsboro.
This is the worst mailbag we've ever had.
Eric, I got to say, and I'm glad you asked that. It's kind of a random question. I think right now is, for me, springtime, weather's getting better, St. Patrick's Day. You have Indians opening day in 3 weeks, so I'm going to say March is my favorite time of the year. Jeremy, you're up.
Well, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, what do you do for St. Patrick's Day?
Have we not talked about this? Because we need to address this. I can't believe we've gone this whole show.
We should do a whole show. So there's some good places on East 4th, I hear.
I hear East 4th. I hear the paninis on East 9th is great. Thanks for the question.
Clevelander. Which place? We should do it. What would not be a good place?
You know, I've actually been in the Cleveland. Even that's fun. I mean, you can't mess up this day. I'm trying to think, what would be a bar you wouldn't want to be in?
I was thinking, like, if you went
to Tower. Beer Market, I feel like I wouldn't really be feeling it in there. That might be one.
Yeah. But again, on St. Patrick's Day, people are going to be everywhere.
No, I know.
Like,
you really can't go wrong, man.
I'm trying, like, if you went to, like, I don't know.
You really can't do it. Yeah, anywhere.
I don't know where you wouldn't want to. Maybe
Clark Bar.
Maybe Blue Point.
Clark Bar in Tremont. One of those divers type bars.
That could be an interesting scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clark Bar in Tremont. Don't go there.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm so glad we already did our most important segment first. Everyone, you can just kind of tune out now. There's only 5 minutes left. I can tell, by the way, that Jeff is giggling to himself that this is not going to be a good question. Just don't bother. RadioShowOnline.com. We'll talk to you next week. All right, go.
What do you guys... You got to read it.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, what do you got... What do you guys recommend to go downtown on St. Paddy's Day? Have you thought about having a float in the parade? And that's from Jen in Cleveland.
That's from Jen in Cleveland. So, yeah, what do we think about going downtown on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm for it.
I think you should do it.
I think there might
be. Now, what about... Jen raises a good point, Jeremy. What about a float? A radio show with Jeff and Jeremy float.
So, Jen, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we here at Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy have a hard enough time pulling in guests or finding locations for us to tape at. If you thought that we were actually going to take the time to put together a float, you are sorely mistaken.
Yeah, that's a foolish question.
We're
Jen.
Just not. We're just. You know, we work hard all day. This show is to just let our hair down once every 3 weeks or so, and you know, no floats.
You know the old saying: "There's no such thing as a stupid question." That statement was true until Jen from Cleveland wrote in.
Yeah. Shame on you.
One more question, Jeremy. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
I'm thinking about going downtown. No, I'm just kidding. I'm thinking about breaking up with my boyfriend, but I'm not sure. What should I do?
They always give the most vague answers.
That's from Tiffany and Mentor, Jeremy.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, which door should I choose? The end. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, yes or no?
Tiffany, I say you got to stick with them.
Here's what I'm saying, Tiffany. I think you should break up with them and then go downtown on St. Patrick's Day and find a new fellow.
All she wrote was that she thought about breaking up with her boyfriend. She didn't really get specific. But Tiffany, I have to agree with Jeremy. If you're going to break up with your boyfriend, the time to do it is St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Because, well, you can get a good rebound.
Yes. Go downtown.
The thing is, you never know, like, we don't know, like, of course, because she gave little to no details, what level she's at. So if you're going to break up and you're going to be sad, then it's probably going to suck to be.
You got to do that in January. You got to give a 2-month buffer
right
in advance of St. Patrick's
Day. But maybe she's, like, already done with him.
Maybe she's emotionally over it.
This will just be, like, a relief, a final step, in which case.
That's perfect, then. St. Patrick's Day is a great time to get out of that, then.
Yep. Jeff's, I'm sure you got some single guys in your group.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Of course, you have Jeff himself.
Yeah, I mean, let alone, I could set her up. I've got many friends. Tiffany but sounds like a great...
He's already going to be with the boys from County Hell, so you're going to have to pry him away from them.
Tiffany, I will buy you a drink if you can find me at House of Blues or Flannery's. How's that? I will help you get over this guy.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Anything more?
Those are our questions, Jeremy.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Mailbag, and it's over for another month or two.
If you want us to read your letter on the air, you can always write to us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. I actually got that out without you interrupting me, Jeff. Look at the improvements we've already made to this show.
Wait till we have our episode 158.
Jeez. Wow. Can't even imagine.
We'll be 42.
We'll be old then. All right. Well, that about wraps the show up. Of course, you can catch all our past episodes at radioshowonline.com. In case we haven't beat this into your head yet.
Go to Elyria, St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Elyria is the place to be. Downtown Cleveland, St. Patrick's Day, this Saturday, March 17th. Get there early. Earlier is better than later. I mean, if you only have a 5-hour window, if you're not going to be like, I'm going to stay downtown for 12 hours. What if you only have a 5-hour window, Jeff? What should that 5-hour window be?
I say you go downtown and maximize every minute.
No, but I mean the time that you should be
there. Oh, I would say 10 to 3.
10 to 3 if you have 5 hours? Yep. What if you have 2 hours?
I'd like the morning. You know, I think that 11 to 1. You hit a little bit of the... No, actually, you wouldn't hit the parade. I would say just stay longer. Screw it.
Just forget it. Don't. Yeah. You have to go for more than 2 hours.
Yeah, you can't do it in 2 hours.
That's the rule. The minimum that you should go for...
is 16 hours.
Oh, boy. How have we lasted on the air for so long? Oh, yeah. We don't have ratings or a boss or
and it doesn't cost
sponsors.
Anything.
That's how. All right. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a happy St. Patrick's Day.